This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I'm joined by the author Tom McLaughlin. Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I am grand, thank you so much. Now, you've got a brand new book out, The Accidental President.
Yeah, this is the fifth.
Fifth?
Yes, The Accidental Prime Minister, which was about 2015, 2016. So yes, this is the fifth instalment.
So you've had the secret agent as well?
Yeah.
Which other ones have you had?
So we started with The Accidental Prime Minister, then we went to Secret Agent, then we went to Billionaire, then we went to Father Christmas, and now we're on President. That makes five, I'm pretty sure.
And the President one is pretty appropriate for this time of year, really, because we're expecting a visit from the American President.
Yes, I know. I wonder if he'll manage to get a copy of the book.
He might be going past his local library. You never know.
You never know.
So in the book, you've got AJ, who... Well, tell us what he gets up to, because he has a bit of a situation.
Yeah, so he first appeared in The Accidental Prime Minister, and he was Joe's best mate. I'll give you a little bit of background. So Joe's in a normal school. Kid finds out that his local park's being closed down, and this makes him very upset because he goes and plays football with AJ down the park, and his mum also works down the park, and you know he doesn't want to lose where he goes to play football or his mum to lose his job. So finds the Prime Minister is visiting his local school, so he thought he'd go and have a word with him, try and persuade him to keep the park open, because you know that's what Prime Ministers do, isn't it? They're supposed
sure.
to fix things. So Joe basically sort of unloads at the Prime Minister when the Prime Minister says he's not going to keep the park open, and sort of lets him have it and calls him all kinds of rude things and tells him what he would do if he was Prime Minister. And so this sort of gets videoed, it goes viral, it goes all over YouTube, and people start saying, you know what, you should become Prime Minister. And Joe's like, what? Mm-hmm. The Prime Minister? But then, you know, AJ helpfully points out, as a best mate would, that, you know, if you are Prime Minister, then you get to live in a big mansion and you don't have to do maths homework. And so
Great
Joe
point.
Goes, yes, you know what, I will become Prime Minister. And so Joe and AJ go and live in Downing Street. They come up with all kinds of crazy laws. And Joe fights, you know, his best mate AJ, and tries to find a job for him. So he tries various different things. Joe says, well, you try being in charge of the Treasury and in charge of all the country's money. But AJ doesn't know how many zeros are in a billion. So he keeps making a few mistakes. So Joe gives him one last chance. All you got to do is go to America, welcome in the new president, whoever that is, because they're having a big election there. That's all you've got to do. Be nice and friendly. Keep the special relationship going. But AJ goes over there, does an interview, and he's a bit jet-lagged and he's a bit confused. And he's talking about his Keep Fit regime, and they're talking about the election, and AJ sort of announces he's running, and he's running to win. And before he knows it, sort of his name gets put on the ballot paper, and he's, you know, he's very tired and very jet-lagged. So he goes to sleep and he wakes up, and he wakes up President of the United States.
What a dream!
Yeah. And after Joe sort of said, go to America, don't get into any shenanigans, this counts as massive shenanigans. And so, yes. So AJ finds himself in charge of the biggest country in the world, the most powerful boy on earth. And he decides, you know, maybe that's quite a good job for a bit. So he does that.
Does he go a little bit power mad?
He goes, well...
Because I would.
Yes. He decides that the president should have a uniform, you know. And so AJ thinks that a cape and roller skates is probably the best way for a president to go around, because, you know, if you were the most powerful person in the world, you would wear a cape, I think, possibly even a glittery one.
Absolutely, why not?
Yeah, exactly. And so the guy who AJ beat in the election is a man called Hank Jones. Now, I'm not saying he's exactly like Donald Trump. And so, yeah, Hank decides to wreak his revenge on AJ. And try and not only get the presidency back, but try and hurt AJ in the process. Yeah,
this is amazing, because I love the idea that you've got you kind of continuation from the first book, from the Prime Minister book as well. Did you have to like research the differences between UK and American politics?
There's a little bit. So we have to. There's a little bit of sort of, because in order to be President of America, you have to be born in America. So we had a nice little thing that AJ sort of was born in America and had no idea that he was born in America. It's kind of like, what? I'm American. Mm-hmm. And AJ, being a lover of all things foodie and TV and drinking fizzy pop, thinks this is brilliant. This is why I like so many burgers, because I'm clearly American. Yeah, it's great fun, because I say this to kids all the time when I talk about the books, being an author and an illustrator, you're a little bit like, it's like having a dressing up box that's also a time machine. So, you know, I'm never going to be Prime Minister, let's be honest. So if, you know, I get to be Prime Minister when I write about being Prime Minister, I get to be a secret agent because I'm never going to be one of those. And, you know, I'm never going to be a billionaire. Well, maybe.
You never know.
One day. Who knows?
Sell the rights to this book, you know, you never know.
You never know. You never know. So, yeah, so I get to kind of do all these things without sort of, you know, really leaving the house. And it's really, really good fun. And, yeah, so I sort of researched a little bit about America and the Oval Office and the White House and what everyone does in the House of Representatives and Senate and governors and all this kind of thing. It doesn't get too political, but it's just mostly about sort of AJ having as much fun as you humanly possible.
What thing would you do if you were president? Would you go for the uniform route as well, or would you do something crazy?
I would probably definitely go down a uniform. I think, well, in the accidental Prime Minister, Joe decides that he's going to fly around on a jetpack, because that's the only way a Prime Minister should arrive and to open things and cut ribbons and to fly on a jetpack. So I do like the idea of flying around on a jetpack. I'm not sure if that would work with a cape, though. It seems like that might cause trouble.
Yeah, it might get a bit tangled.
Nagging and scorching and crashing. So, yeah. In terms of what would I do if I was president? That's a very good question. I think probably sort of free tea and coffee for authors would probably be my first executive order.
That's a very self-serving decree.
And then I would save the world and make sure, all sort of everyone had food and things like that and water and the environment was saved. But, you know, once I'd had my biscuits and tea, I think.
You've got to have the fuel to then go and do all those things.
Exactly. You can't work on an empty stomach.
Absolutely. You're doing the right thing. When you do the books, I think you do the illustrations as well, is that right?
Yes.
What comes first, the pictures or the story or the writing? How does it all work?
It's sort of all kind of jumbled up in my head, so I don't think of sort of words as one thing and pictures as another thing. That it's sort of all sort of mixed together. So when I'm doing the words, I'm thinking about the pictures. You know, I'm writing a certain bit of the story, I'm thinking this is going to make a great drawing. And, you know, so I'm really, really lucky that I can have, you know, 2 weeks of solid writing and then I might have 2 weeks of solid drawing. I think because I've got quite a visual brain, because I'm dyslexic, so I've got a fairly visual brain in terms of sort of imagining it. But I tend to draw first. It always helps me to write about who I can see. So if I have a drawing of the character, then I can sort of, you know, any moments when I'm thinking, what happens next? I can look at the drawing and kind of go, ah, yeah, I know, I can imagine it now because I can see it.
So it all kind of comes together and it's kind of a nice, like, a work in progress all together, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So in terms of sort of, yeah, so there might be some few rough drawings, get the characters, because when you write a book, one of the first things you have to do is the cover. So the characters are kind of fairly quickly drawn and imagined. So I would draw the characters, then do some writing, and then I would have to write the manuscript. Then when all the manuscript's sort of all finished and everyone's happy, my editor's happy, then we sort of do the rest of the sort of illustrations inside. But I already know what the characters look like then.
And do you have a favourite, Joe or AJ, or do you just like them both?
I really liked, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to kind of write The Accidental President, because AJ was such a nice character to write. Because I guess Joe's the sort of lead in the first book. AJ gets to, you know, kind of be the fun character. He doesn't have to kind of drive the story. If you think of sort of a book like a bus, you know, Joe's kind of driving the story, whereas AJ's sort of in the passenger seat larking around. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was really, really good fun to kind of bring AJ out the sort of background and into the limelight.
Oh, well, thank you so much for talking to us about the book.
My pleasure.
And so we should tell everybody to go and buy The Accidental President as soon as they possibly can.
As soon as you possibly can, yes.
Yes,
that would
brilliant.
Be great. Thank you.
Tom, thank you so much for chatting.
No worries, no worries at all.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.